The West African musician Mori Kante made history 2 decades ago when he hit the pop charts in France. He's since been overshadowed by younger musicians, but Kante is back with a new album called Sabu that highlights his Ghanaian roots. Banning Air has a review.
Back in the mid-80s, Mori Kante was the original electro-griot, an African storyteller in a white robe, wielding his 21-string traditional harp like an electric guitar and belting out ancient melodies with the force of rock and roll. Older and wiser now, Kante still has that fire, proving perhaps that he never really needed all those synthesizers and drum machines. The instruments Kante chooses on this CD offer a tour of Guinea's traditional music. There's the overblown flute of the nomadic Fula people, the cascading melodies of the traditional harp and xylophone favored by Mandé griots, or praise historians, and there's a rich range of percussion, starting with the ubiquitous snap of the djembe drum. Kante comes from a griot family and has played percussion and also the wooden xylophone called balafone since boyhood. The griots of Guinea favor the balafone, so when as a young man Kante picked up the kora, that 21-string harp, and made that his signature instrument, there was no mistaking his maverick instincts. Mandé griots sing the history of West African people, an art that calls for a voice of fearsome clarity and power. It can sound severe, so for outsiders who miss all the historical references in the lyrics, the voice also has to communicate sweetness and warmth amid all that epic passion. Kante does this particularly well on the song Lania, or Knowledge. Long before he became a pop star in France, Mori Kante sang in one of West Africa's legendary dance bands, the Rail Band of Bamako, which blended salsa, rock, and African roots. On some of these new songs, you can still hear echoes of the Latin tinge, which left a strong mark on the pop music of Guinea. Mori Kante's 1984 hit Yeke Yeke marked the emergence of African pop music as an international force. 20 years later, the music is experiencing generational conflict. While young African musicians are flocking to rap, dancehall reggae, and hip-hop, the old guard, who once led the way with their own embrace of foreign sounds, are going back to roots. In Kante's case, the roots were never really that far away. His new sound is comfortable, mature, sonically rich, and just as fiery as the best songs of his electro-griot heyday.
The album is Sabu by Mori Kante. Our critic is Banning Air. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.